Russia and China urging North Korea not to go ahead with its second rocket launch of the year. And now South Korea planning to reroute passenger flights over the Yellow Sea to avoid possible collisions with debris from a long-range rocket.
Joining us live in the studio, WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. J.J., what's the latest here? We know that launch, they said, was expected this month. I guess we don't really know exactly when it's going to happen.
They've released some details that suggest, and they say they want to launch it sometime between the 10th and the 22nd of this month, so sometime before Christmas, but that's a big range of dates and times, and this is a really big problem at this point, because what they've done is set the whole eastern part of the world on edge, because of they're trying to figure out what to do about passenger safety for jets. They're also concerned as well about people in boats in the water. And there are also really big concerns about what this means, where North Korea is going with its program, its weapons program, because there have been some pretty big changes in the Defense Department in this month. In the last month or so, they've forcibly removed the former Secretary of Defense in North Korea, that is, and replaced them with someone else. And so they've been very aggressive about this. So a lot of people are asking questions about the timetable, what this means, and what they're going to actually try to accomplish.
What does the second scheduled rocket launch this year say about North Korea's new leader, Kim Jong-un, that this is the, same business as usual in North Korea?
He was embarrassed. The first time they tried to launch one, it was the first time it had ever been televised or at least broadcast around the world. And there's a very bitter taste in his mouth, according to the analyst I spoke to. This is a situation about redemption for him.
And that it was a failure.
And yet that it was a failure, and that the whole world saw it. They can no longer deny to the North Koreans that it was a success, as they would have probably done in the past. So basically this is about him and trying to get his whole persona rectified in this situation.
There's some information that Iran is thought to be involved in this somehow. What is Iran's role, and what does it mean?
Here's the problem. Iran has been engaged with North Korea for a long time. They both have collaborated on nuclear weapons for a good long time. And North Korea is a bit ahead of Iran in terms of nuclear technology, but Iran is way ahead of North Korea in terms of the delivery system. So the two of them merging, this is really the big problem. Mm-hmm. The two of them at this point getting together to put something in the sky really worries a lot of people. And we know Iran is mad at the U.S. and the rest of the world because of its weapons program. North Korea is mad at the U.S. and the rest of the world because of South Korea now having rockets that it can actually reach in to North Korea, and they warned the U.S. recently, we have rockets that can reach your shores, namely Alaska. And so this is what the concern is about. The two of them getting together can only be something bad.
J.J., thanks for that. J.J. Green, our national security correspondent at 1225.